Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Wes Farrell. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Heinie Scubbel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Luke Hamlin. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Luke Hamlin. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Porter reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scubbel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Porter throws the ball into Myatt who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Hamlin reaches third base with a triple. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to home to get Hamlin. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis scores. Scubble moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. JoJo White pinch hits for Luke Hamlin. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Scubble moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and tags Scubble, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing center field. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Galatzer, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scubble hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver pinch hits for Clint Brown. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Pasek now catching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Spencer now catching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 triples and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. 2 outs. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.